Welcome back to the Aviva Fan Studio. The Republic of Ireland have just beaten Gibraltar by 7-0. Our biggest victory since 1983. A hat-trick for Robbie Keane, 2 for James McLean, 1 for Wes Hoolahan, and arguably the greatest goal I've ever seen at the Aviva Stadium from the Gibraltar goalkeeper, an own goal. Keith Andrews, you've been enjoying this.
It's been, you know, you have to have a little bit of sympathy for him. But the fans are underneath to say they've been fantastic, a credit to themselves. But, you know, it was always going to be a tough afternoon for them. But they've certainly brought a comedy value to the proceedings this afternoon. And in fairness to them, at times they've been proved hard to break down. And on a couple of occasions, set pieces wise, they caused us a couple of problems.
The game was all but over after 17 minutes, by which time Robbie Keane had got his hat trick. Alan Cawley, 7-0, should it have been more even?
Yeah, you could argue it could have been. There was plenty of chances missed as well. But we probably could have conceded one or two as well, Nathan, which would worry, especially from set pieces. David Ford pulled off a great save there in the second half, and there was one that Gibson, it looked like he was on the line, it hit him in the mid-drift as well. So they could have conceded, but job done. Like, it's a no-win situation because you're expected to win by 5 or 6 goals, as we all predicted in the pre-match chat as well. So you'll take 7 all day long, but I think all eyes must focus on the Germany game now, because there's no real winners in this game, to be honest.
Are there positives, though? Are there things that Martin O'Neill will take from this game? Are there things he will have learned from this match that he can bring through to Gelsenkirchen on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much he can bring towards the Germany game, because as we alluded to earlier on, I think it'll be the total opposite in terms of how much possession we had in this game, whereas, as I say, it'll be the opposite come the game against Germany. But look, any time you go out and win 7-0, especially in a qualifier, I suppose the only positive is the 3 points. And we all expected them to win quite handsomely. That's the way it panned out. I thought Wes Hoolahan played quite well, McGeady played well, but that's to be expected. They're good players. Delighted for Robbie Keane again getting a hat-trick. I'm sure he'll be chuffed. It adds to his goal tally, his brilliant goal tally. So overall, it's just a case of, look, getting the job done. I don't think there was any injury, so that's definitely a positive. And all eyes must focus on Germany now.
Yeah, and down below us here, the Gibraltar players have come over to meet their fans, who've been making quite a noise. And you can see what it means to the Gibraltar players, even though they've been beaten 7-0. They've swapped jerseys, they've got their mementos of the occasion, and they're all hugging their supporters, their family members. This was everything for them.
It was, and it's a great occasion for them. Whether they should be playing at this level is another debate, but they certainly have brought something to the occasion today. Like I said, the fans have been fantastic, and it's been a nice afternoon. They've played it in the right way. They haven't gone about things in a horrible way where they've tried to, you know, tackle the lads in an unfair manner, or try and injure them, or play the game in a nasty way and stifle the proceedings this afternoon. They've been good participants in what's been a relatively comfortable afternoon for us.
It's only 2 years since we were beaten 6-1 here by Germany. So is it a bit much for us to be questioning whether Gibraltar should be at this level?
It's a fair point, very fair point. But, you know, when you look at this, this could have been double figures easily. They've been beaten 7-0 last month by Poland. 7-0 this month by us. You know, it's going to get to a stage where the novelty wears off for them individually and collectively as a team, where they're going to be a little bit fed up with just turning up and getting thumped left, right and centre. You know, once they've been to a few of these magnificent new stadiums, you know, that's going to wear off.
When we spoke before the game, we talked about Robbie Keane, whether he should start today, whether he should start on Tuesday. You felt he should start today and not start on Tuesday. Got a hat-trick inside 17 minutes, 65 international goals. How does Martin O'Neill leave him out on Tuesday?
I'm not sure whether he will or not, but just, you know, trying to see what way the game will pan out and the way Germany will dominate possession, I just think we will be better suited to playing Shane Long up front for certainly the first 60 minutes, seeing what way the game pans out, the tempo drops slightly. Hopefully we have a foothold in the game and, you know, we can stake a bit more possession and create a few more chances in the latter stages of the game. And that's when I think Robbie Keane could be vital to us.
Under Giovanni Trapattoni, Alan, the team was more or less set in stone for long periods. But going into this game on Tuesday night, there's a lot of question marks, including Robbie Keane. What's your take on the striker situation?
Yeah, I kind of agree with Keith in the sense that I don't think I'd start him either. But I don't see how Martin O'Neill leaves him out. So I suppose, and I don't think he will. he's the one, he's our go-to man really when it comes to goals. I can totally see what Keith is saying, and from a tactical point of view I agree fully, because I think Shane Long offers you more in terms of if you're under the cosh for long spells when the ball is maybe played over the top, he's more likely to chase balls into corners and just relieve a bit of that pressure for you and get you up the pitch a little bit, because there is going to be long spells where you're going to be under the cosh against the Germans and you do need a bit of a breather, especially the back four, midfield four, and I think Long offers you that. But will, if the chance drops to Shane Long in an important moment in the match, is he going to take it? Judging by his past history in front of goal, I don't think he will. Whereas you look at Robbie Keane, 65 goals. If he gets a chance in Gelsenkirchen, I'd bet me bottom dollar he will take it. So that's the dilemma, and I suppose that's the decision that Martin O'Neill has. I think as well he's kind of showed his hand a little bit, Nathan, in the sense that a difficult away game against Georgia last year, he went with the three in midfield, whereas obviously against the Minnows tonight, he went with the more creative players. So maybe he showed his hand in the sense that may be one way he'll go in the difficult away games. And obviously these are the games where he feels he'll have more pressure against the likes of maybe George at home or obviously we've seen today and play the likes of a Wezo and these kind of players. So decisions to be made, all right, but I don't think he's going to leave Keane out.
Yeah, talk to us about the midfield for Tuesday night against Germany, Keith. You played in the Republic of Ireland side alongside Glenn Whelan, where Trapattoni often went with two and you were outnumbered. Mm. You think about that 6-1 where you're completely outnumbered. Do you expect Martin O'Neill to go with three in the middle, or would Wes Hoolahan be one of those three?
I'd be very surprised if he chose Wes come Tuesday evening. I think it was a key today that Quinn and Whelan set out the game, and I think they'll be primed and ready for Tuesday evening. He went with them last month away to Georgia with James McCarthy. Obviously James is missing for Tuesday evenings. For me, it would come down to Jeff Hendricks or Darren Gibson to slot in into one of those roles alongside them.
What about their performances?
I think they looked like they hadn't played a lot of football at club level. Difficult game to really go and affect in the middle of the park, where you not really have to go and close down and get amongst it because they didn't have enough possession. So listen, they kept things ticking over in there, but neither one of them really got the game by the scruff of the neck.
We might go through our preferred starting 11s then for Germany on Tuesday night. Everyone in agreement David Ford is in goal? There's no question marks there now. Right back, David Myler played tonight, didn't have a huge amount to do either going forward or defensively. With Seamus Coleman out, is David Myler the right back for Tuesday night?
I think that's our biggest loss. You know, I think in midfield we can kind of get away with James McCarthy, although I think he is our best central midfielder. I think we can, you know, we've got adequate people to fill in there, but a right back, Seamus Coleman is such a pivotal player in the way we can transform from defending into attacking in the split second, just the way the sheer speed and tenacity of him. So I think he's going to be a huge miss. But looking around, I think unless you move on the centre halves, you know, John O'Shea has played there in the past, and you know, you could stick Mark Wilson out there, but they seem to have formed a fairly solid partnership at the centre of defence, and I don't think Martin will tweak with that too much.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think Myler's very capable, in fairness to him. You know, he's probably unlucky that he hasn't nailed down a position in the centre midfield, because he's done quite well this season with Hull as well. But as Keith said, Coleman's a massive loss, but I think Myler's very capable, and he, obviously it's not ideal for him, but I think he'll slot in and hopefully he will do a job. I wouldn't move the two centre-halves, because I do think O'Shea and Wilson look fairly solid together, and I think we know Wilson can be a bit of a utility player. I think his best position is centre-half.
Is Martin O'Neill then ahead of the match if David Myler is selected at right-back? Are you just saying to him, listen, don't take any risks? We know it's not your normal position. Mm. You get the ball, you do the simple thing, you do the right thing, you get rid of it. We're not expecting you to be Seamus Coleman.
I'd be more inclined to just tell him to play like an old-fashioned fullback, in terms of, you know, we see in modern day football, the fullbacks are the ones that give you the width, the ones that give you the attacking options more often than not. Wingers come inside and the fullbacks tend to overlap. I'd be more inclined, much that he's done that this afternoon, where he's give the ball to whoever's in front of him, McGeady, whether it be McLean, let them get on and just back them up. And certainly I think going away on Tuesday night, I think both fullbacks need to just back things up rather than being too adventurous going forward.
By the sounds of it, you both think John O'Shea and Mark Wilson will start on Tuesday night. There were a couple of dodgy enough moments in the closing minutes of this game. Is that just natural? That
I think it was just concentration levels, wasn't it? Yeah, you're 7-0 up, but you're not too often 7-0 up in a game, and I think, you know,
we're
just
certainly not.
No, certainly not. And it's just one of those where the concentration levels dipped a little bit, maybe a little bit of communication, but no, I can't see any changes in the heart of the defence.
Stephen Ward at left back.
Yeah, again, I wouldn't be Ward's biggest fan, but Martin O'Neill seems to like him, and since he's come back in, I suppose he's done okay in the games. Again, he didn't have much to do today, but in terms of going forward, Ward is not bad either. He seems to have a bit of a partnership with McLean as well. So yeah, I think Ward will start left full as well.
So then midfield and the attack, it all depends on, all the positions are up for, well, essentially up for grabs, because where does John Walters fit in? Aidan McGeady